Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending hand.
And we'll lend a favor. We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending
hand.
And we'll
lend a favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time.
No.
Greetings and welcome to the Sunday morning radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. And again, we must apologize to you for the broadcast that we weren't able to put on last Sunday morning, I believe it was. But we thank you for joining us this morning. And all of you who are consistent in giving your time to hear the beautiful messages that are given to you from the Almighty Creator through Imam Shahid Shabazz. We want to thank you for joining us and giving your time to listen to our radio broadcast show. You're listening to the Sunday morning broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. This morning's broadcast will be on Hypocrisy Turns People Away from Almighty God. And as we can see, there's nothing but hypocrisy in this world today, beginning at the top of rulership and going to the bottom. And if the head is not right, you can't expect the rest of the body to be right. Almighty God says in Revelation in the Holy Quran to all humankind, he says that evil grows instead in the world because most people don't take their higher spiritual life seriously. Almighty God gave us life, and life is in right. Life is good conduct or good behavior. So people, we can't expect the world to get better until we better our conduct. We must act in accord with the will of our Creator, the Almighty God, Allah, and stop following our own will. This is what gets us in trouble. Our will. Our own selfish ways. So when we look at ourselves, examine ourselves, and understand that all good comes from the Almighty God, Allah, the Creator. And all the evil that we see in the world comes from our own self. I want to thank you again for joining us this morning. And again, I say that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And as you can see, again this morning, we will be bringing to you a powerful message and discussion. We want you to join us, and in order to ask questions or make comments, you must push the number one button on your phone. Push the number one button on your phone. And then we will see you and on the switchboard. You will come up on our switch, and we will listen and do and hear what you also would like to have to say. We want you to come in. We want you to join us. That's what the show is all about. It's about us coming together to discuss the issues that that concerns us today. And now, without further delay, I will give to you Imam Shahid Shabab.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
That is, for those who don't understand the language of Arabic in the Quran, that means peace be unto you all. We will start as life started in prayer. Life started in prayer because life started with the Spirit of Almighty God in our life. So this prayer is the opening prayer to our life, and it's the ending prayer to the end of our life in this temporal material world. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Idina sarata mustaqin. Sarata lazina anta alayhim. Rahim maqdubi alayhim wa dualin. Ameen. That is, I said in English, with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Today, people, I'm looking at the world. You all are looking at the world. And if you study history, because history begins the world. The world started from a point. The world have a starting point, in other words. And that starting point, it doesn't change. It repeats itself. Good repeats itself, and evil repeats itself. It doesn't change. It may take on different forms. Evil. But evil is evil in whatever form it takes on. Now, evil have taken on the form of righteousness in religion. But how do you know the difference between good and evil in people who say they believe in Almighty God, no matter what their religion? You know them by their conduct. Good produces good, and evil produces evil. You get back evil when you put out evil in your conduct, and you get back good in your conduct when you do good in your conduct. This is natural. This is nature. It's not hard to understand. You don't have to have no formal religion, and you don't have to have formal education. It's already in your nature. It's innate. It's in your nature to know right from wrong. It's in your nature to know that when I do wrong, I feel bad. It's in your nature to know that when I do wrong, I feel bad. I think I said that, but it's in your nature to know that when I do good, I feel good. Everybody knows this. But see, Almighty Allah has created nature and all the universe to follow a pattern, to follow a course, and to follow divine laws. And that is, people, that those laws never deviate from the course that Almighty Allah has set them on. And those are called moral laws. Those laws help us. They don't destroy. You don't see the sun colliding with the moon. You don't see the animals down here just fighting each other, just jumping on human beings and attacking us. You know why you don't see this disorder and disarray in creation? Because all nature and creation follows the will of Almighty God Allah. Now, we can learn from nature, and that's another key right there. As the sister said in the beginning, we see in the world all this evil because people in religion are responsible for setting the direction for all the other people who don't know the Creator, We are responsible for setting that example for them. That's why Almighty God, and I know this, I ain't going to say I just believe it, is giving, extending his mercy to the world because the world have not properly been warned and made aware of who their creator is by people in all religion. People in all religions today, yeah, they're practicing hypocrisy or hypocrisy, whichever one, it's the same word in this English language. And hypocrisy is when you say you believe in Almighty God and you give your life, I surrender my life to Almighty God, but yet at the same time, in your heart, you know there's carnal desires, carnal pleasures you have that you want to also indulge in. So on one hand, you'll practice faith, you'll worship, you'll pray, you'll do good. But then after you do the good, you think it's all right to do evil too, along with the good. And yet go on thinking that things going to get better in your life and better in the world. It will never happen. It have never happened. Because Almighty God only worked one way, and that's through righteousness. And righteousness is consistent because Almighty God is consistent, and he's consistently good. You hear people saying sometimes, God is good all the time. Well, if he, God is good all the time, and he is, why ain't you good all the time, or at least striving towards being good all the time? They say God is perfect, and he is perfect, Allah. So why ain't you striving for perfection all the time? Almighty Allah, he forgives sin, but he don't forgive intentional hypocrisy. He say if you come to him in true and sincere repentance, he say automatically you are forgiven if you are your sin, your repentance, if you've done wrong, is sincere. He say he or she that sincerely repents of a sin is like he or she that have committed no sin at all. You know why? Because Allah, the Creator, you can't deceive him. He knows your heart. People, we don't know each other's heart. He knows if you're sincere when you repent of any wrong you've done or not. See, he knows this. And he judges us based on our intentions and our heart. So he knows if your intention is in your heart to change, you're going to keep trying to change. And he's going to help you. And he knows if you don't have good intentions in your heart to change, he knows that your life, he's going to leave you to stray in sin and self-destruction and the destruction of your fellow humans. He's going to leave you to stray. This is why we say it in the prayer in the opening. With the name of our Creator, Allah. Allah means all in all. The Creator is in everything. We say, guide us on the straight path and protect us from going astray. Now, most people in the world have gone astray from the way of their Creator, our Creator, Allah. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, when you forget me, your Creator, your Sustainer, you forget your own soul. See, people, most people in the world have accepted the external world as being real. They have took the material world to be a world like heaven. What I mean by this is this. In heaven, you understand, you get eternal or perpetual pleasure out of the not things, but the blessings or rewards in heaven. The things in the material world, you can get pleasure also and a little happiness out of, but that won't last. It's temporal. It's temporary. So when you forget your Creator, you forget the very life that he put in you. And when you forget the life that your Creator has put in your body, then you can't distinguish right from wrong. That is the only way the human being can distinguish our life from the life of anything the Creator created, any other animal. We have to know through learning about our Creator because He's all knowing. We have no knowledge. We have no wisdom as people. Our Creator is all wise and all knowing. So we can't go home practicing this conduct we are practicing. And as the sister said earlier, the governments practice hypocrisy on religion, and religion they're practicing hypocrisy on down to the people. And the people want to blame, most of them, the government for their calamities, their wrongs, and that's going on in the world. They're wrong. The government is not to blame. The blame is on yourself. The government's blame for being corrupt is on the government. They have to change. And they're not going to change for you. You got to change your life for the betterment for yourself and your fellow humans for yourself. It's personal. It's a personal choice. Faith is a personal choice. And I say this in my conclusion at this time, and let me clear my throat, that we were created also with the nature of good, the Creator said. So if your nature is good, what is nature? Nature is what God, the Creator, naturally created. What's natural in accord with the will of the Creator. That's what nature is. You got men out here wanting to be women. Is that nature? Is that their nature? No. Their nature is to be a man, a male. You got females out here wanting to be a male. Is that their nature? No. Their real nature is to be a female, a woman. So long as we go against nature, which is for our good, we will always bring self-destruction on ourselves in this material world, as they have done in the past. Study past history and you'll find these are facts here. It's not what I'm saying. Study. That's a problem with the people of the world. They study the material world, but they won't try to go beyond the material world and find out what there is beyond the material thing, the things I can't see. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, our radio listening audience. You are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And Imam Shaheed Shabazz is talking strong today on hypocrisy turns people away from Almighty God. And the world crisis, as we can see it today, we can really understand that this is a true reality. And people, I want to say, if you have any comments or anything that you would like to say, please push the number one button on your phone. We'd love to have you join us this morning in our audience, in our talk show. Give the phone to your friends. Call them. Have them to join. The number is 347-884-8511. Yes, Imam Shaheed Shabazz is struggling so hard to reach the people today in this crucial time that we're living in. As most see and most are saying now that this is the end of time, they feel like we know that the whole world won't end. But before righteousness can be brought back to the world, this destruction must stop. And so much evil is going on. So many people are being destroyed today that we can see, like never before, that a lot of lives must be taken before the world can be brought back to the way that it should be, that the Almighty God, Creator, Allah, has designed and made it to be. So we want to thank you again and let you know that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. The discussion, hypocrisy turns people away from Almighty God. As you can see again, as I said, there's wars and rumors of wars that we used to hear. There are wars and rumors of wars. Well, it's not really rumors of wars, more so than wars that are actually going on in the world today. And especially in our countries in the East, unfortunately, it seems to be the West that is creating these problems and these wars. And especially here in the United States of America. There are wars in Syria. They just bombed mosques and killed many youth and children, families, over in Syria and Somalia, destroying the countries. Beautiful countries they have. Beautiful land. People doing well. Going about their business, taking care of their families. And these interruptions from over here, in the West, in America, wanting their land, their soil, not being satisfied with Almighty Allah Creator has blessed them with over here. They want to go over into the country and get other what they call good land and good soil to live on without being continuously developing and growing this one. No? Why? Because they poisoned it. They poisoned it so that the people who they don't want on this land will be destroyed through the food and the medicine and whatever way they can. The poison in the skies, in the waters, everything. It's all messed up over here by the hands of man. Man's hands did this. Nobody did this but man himself. And yet, we want to ask what's going on and why. Look at your head. Again, I said, if the head is not right, how can you expect the body to be right? How can you expect the rest of the body to be right? Because the head takes to the body what to do. And you can see that our head definitely isn't right. And the people are aware enough to want to get rid of this head that we have today, that they have allowed themselves to have, that they have put on their body. They want to get rid of this head, remove it, so that we can work towards having a good and better life. This head seems to be taking all life away, even the life over here. The life of the people in its own country is threatened by the head of the government. And this is the time that we are living in, very serious times. The wars, nobody knew about these wars. And they've been going on now for a while in the other countries. And who started them? America. Unfortunately, it's America who goes around starting all the wars and destroying all the other lands. And we know what goes around comes around. And we, unfortunately, will have to get our share of this evil that's been done to the people in other countries. We have been distracted by Obamacare, and we are thankful to Allah that he blessed us to keep Obamacare, even though the president was trying to get rid of it. But he is taking away food in schools, cutting Medicare, food stamps, after-school programs, daycare, and all kinds of programs that will help the people, especially the poor, those who are in need of this help, to help them to develop their life, to educate them, and to get on their feet towards helping them to live and establish a good world here on earth. I won't talk any further now. I'm going to allow Imam Shahid Shabazz once again to come back on the air. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, I want to say to everyone listening, if it ain't but one soul, that life, the word life itself, think about it. Is life destructive? Is life evil? We all know the answer to that. No. Life is an evolution, people. Life was evolved in good. In the wombs of our mothers, that process of our creation, our birth as an animal, it was an evolution. It was created in three stages of evolutions of darkness. And after that, it was brought out into the light. Life is the same way. life has to continue to evolve. And evolution means change. But change cannot happen without a revolution. So when we were being created in the wombs of our mothers, we were also going through revolutions. He said he created us from a sperm drop. And from that sperm drop, he said he created, first he said he created us from the dust of the earth. Yeah, we are earth creatures. We have earthly birthdays. But there is no spiritual days that we have. Because in the spiritual world, there is no days. There is no time. So we have to understand, if we want to change the world, the difference between our material creation and the spiritual creation. But as I said, everything that you see every day is constantly evolving. The sun revolving, going around, and everything is going back to the Creator. Nothing can resist its destination with the Creator. But the point there, if you don't believe this, it's very unfortunate for you, because you will die. You know that much. If you worship materialism, you still know you're going to die. Rich people are dying too, just like the poor. Isn't that right? And they ain't going to have to be resurrected from the dead graves for their judgment, for how they live their life in this short flight of time in the material world. It's very short. And it's just about over in the sense of not the material creation, but what is the world of people? The world is the world of people, the outer world, the material world, or is the world of people, the spiritual world you can't see? The world, true world of the human being is the spiritual world of Almighty Allah that you can't see. And Almighty Allah is all good. I want to emphasize this again. So why do we as people of faith that say we believe in the unseen, the Christians say faith is belief in the unseen, you know, say the evidence of things you see, that's come from one that you source you can't see. But look at the way they live their lives. They worship the things they see. They worship and make false gods for themselves. Yeah, I'm talking about the Christians. Now, I'm talking about the Muslims. They do the same thing. They say there is no God but one God. And they say that Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is his last prophet for all mankind, that he sent with his final revelations to bring the world back on the right path, to bring the world back to God consciousness, which is good consciousness, being conscious of good. And when we forget our Creator, people, the Creator said we forget our souls. Now, he said, now, when this happens, we will fall to the laws of moral degradation. We'll do anything. Recently, here in this little hick state called North Carolina, racist state, where I was born and raised, and a little small town, I think, called Dobson, North Carolina. It doesn't really matter about the town. What matters is what happened in that town. And you see how far people have strayed from God consciousness, their true nature, the good that they were created in when they were created in the womb of our mothers. This young man cut his mother's head off. And when the police arrived on the scene, he had his mother's head, severed head, in his hand, holding it up, looking at him, saying to them, look, look, look. Is that a world where people in religion are going out, are showing the right example of bringing people, trying to bring people to God consciousness? Our job as people in a faith is to call people to God consciousness. It's to call them back to their true nature, which is good. And Almighty God, Allah, also says about the war, as the sister was talking about, that this is how you stop the war. First of all, you have to realize that the real war is not the physical war. The real war is the war of the evil in us, fighting against the good nature, the godliness in us, to keep us from performing and living a good life. And once this happens, and nobody works for the good to broadcast or publicize the good, then the evil will continue to spread. Evil have a job just like good have a job. Evil's job is to destroy. Good's job is to build a life and enhance life. But it's a choice we have to make. We can't blame anything, not even the Satan, for the evil we do. Me and a young lady talked yesterday about freedom ain't free. In order to be free, you have to be responsible to do the right thing. Because if you do the wrong thing, you're going to destroy your freedom by cutting your life off with sin. The Christians say it this way: the wages of sin or the pay for sin is death. And the gift of the Creator, Allah, the Almighty God, is eternal life. That's a fact. So you have to choose your life. A human being has what's called intelligence. Intelligence is the ability, gives us the ability to distinguish right from wrong, good from evil. But Almighty God, Allah, say he speaks to us in our intelligence. So if you don't believe in Almighty God, Allah, the unseen creator that's keeping your life going even though you don't see him, then you can't be intelligent. You'll be a fool. What is a fool? A fool is someone deceived to believe that wrong is right, that their wrong is right. And that's hypocrisy or hypocrisy. And that's what we see not only in religion. I emphasize religion because if you study history, Almighty God always sent righteous prophets and messengers to change the world. It wasn't politicians. And politicians can't change the world today. Almighty God's will don't change. History repeats itself. If we want to change in the world for the better, start with yourself. Change your ways. And quit blaming other people for your mishaps, for your calamities, the bad things that happen in your life. Once we learn to take responsibility for our conduct, we'll see a better world. And I say again, I know that Almighty Allah has extended his mercy on America in particular and the world, but especially America, because in America there is a people with the spirit of Almighty God Allah in them, and it's stronger than the spirit of Almighty God in any people in the world on the planet Earth. Now, you might be surprised, and some of you might not be surprised to know who that people is. And he's, Almighty God, Allah, is bringing those people together. It ain't going to be but a few of them. But they have to lead other people out of spiritual darkness into spiritual light and change this world and bring it back to the world Allah created, a good world, a world of justice and goodness and righteousness. And these people are the most rejected people in the world. But at the same time, they're the most rejected people in the world. They're the most loving people in the world and the most forgiving people in the world of other people, bad treatment of them. These people are called Negroes, colored folks, African-American, blacks. That's what I'm talking about. And they don't even know that they have been chosen by the Creator to change the condition of the world from evil to good, because they have been cut off from their past history of good. Their past history was that of civilization building, of goodness and helping people and going around the world and making it better for other people in the world that was in spiritual darkness, especially in the West. So, African-American people, you do yourself an injustice by not studying your history. And one of the things that's real bad, I'm still on the subject about slavery, too. Slavery is a mental state. And African-American people, I want you to know in particular today with the subject that in order to overcome slave mentality, the mentality of slavery, you have to understand that freedom is not being free physically to have what your slave master got materially. Freedom is understanding that you were created equal with your slave master and everybody else in the world to do good by them and them to do good by you. We were created equal in good. There's no equality in bad and wrong. Equality is in goodness, the goodness of Allah, your creator. So, you know, almost all the world today is in slavery, in spiritual slavery, mental slavery, because they have forgot the one that gave them life. Life is not good sometime and bad sometime. Life is good all the time because God is life. And isn't he good all the time? That's what y'all say, right? Well, why y'all want to be good sometime and bad sometime? And life also is God. And God is what? Spiritual, right? You can't see our God, Almighty God, right? So why do you worship material things like they gods? They can't give you life. They can't help you if you're sick. They can't give you true happiness. You can most people are indulging into carnal pleasures, sexual carnal pleasures, and trying to find satisfaction. And then I imagine that young man that cut his mother head off, I don't really believe he did that intentionally. Matter of fact, I know he didn't. That's not his nature. But because the society has not properly educated the people in God consciousness, the young man was so miserable with this here evil world we living in. And he was so confused. And if whatever happened between him and his mother, it's no way if he was in his God, the right state of God consciousness and in his godly nature, he would have ever entertained the thought of cutting his mother head off. He'd have left home before he'd have did that. But no, This is what Allah say, our creator say, what happened to us when we forget him, we will fall to the laws of the law. We'll do things worse than animals. Animals don't even do the things that so-called human beings are doing today to their own human kind. And this is because animals, they are conscious in their nature of who created them and what he wants them to do. And we ain't going to know what to do to change our circumstances, the good from bad, until we submit to our creator just like all nature do. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I again want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning. As I see again, so far we did have someone to come on for a minute, but I don't see them here in the studio lighting up. So we want to thank everyone who is joining us this morning. We would like you to push the number one button on your phone. Push the number one button and give a comment, ask a question, and join us. We want your feedback. We need your feedback because the show is not for us. It's for you. It is your show. And we need to know how you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you're receiving from the show. And your comment also to help encourage others. If you feel like the show is good and there's the teachings that you're receiving, the message that you're receiving is one that should be spread to the people, let's talk. Let the people hear what you have to say and invite others to join you on the show. This is, again, your show from Imam Shaheed Shabazz, and he is struggling hard for over 40 years now. Walking the streets first. He was a street walker like the prophets in Virginia, Maryland, Washington, D.C., all over. He has traveled this East Coast, trying to reach the people on his own feet. And many times I've heard him complain about his feet, and I've had to work with him with his feet because he used those feet for the purpose that they supposed to be used for, to do God's will, to go about reaching the people. He did that also striving to make a living, to sustain himself, and to help others who might be in need of help also if he could. So people, we want you to join us this morning as he's still struggling. Now that we've been blessed to have the radio broadcast show here, which is a blessing from Allah, because we can reach more of you, and he can save those feet and use his mouth more. And he loves to do that. So join us this morning. Call into our show and let us hear from you. Give us some feedback. The number again is 347-884-8511. And those of you who are listening, I know you know that number because you had to dial it in order to be able to listen to the show. Again, people, we are talking this morning. Our subject is on hypocrisy turns people away from Almighty God. And we have here in the Holy Quran, in the Surah 30, it says, Mischief has appeared on land and sea because of the meed that the hands of men have earned, that Allah may give them a taste of some of their deeds in order that they may turn back from evil. They travel to the earth and see what was the end of those before you. Most of them worshipped others besides Allah. But set thy face to the right religion before there comes from Allah the day which there is no chance of averting. On that day shall men be divided in two. Those who reject faith will suffer from that rejection, and those who work righteousness will spread their couch of repose for themselves in heaven, that he may reward those who believe and work righteous deeds out of his bounty. But he loves not those who reject faith. So people, as we can see, this is the time that we're living in now, when evil has spread it wide and far in the world, as we can see. And it is up to us and to Imam Shaheed says, these are our own deeds that we are doing, because we're given the choice between good and evil. And from this world and the conditions that you see in it, we have made the wrong choice and chosen evil above good. So let's come back. Come back to our true self. Come back to the good in us. And let's work to overcome this evil. No, it's not easy. It wasn't meant to be easy. You don't get your rewards for nothing. But working together as one, we can fight and destroy this evil and bring back good in the world. So people, I want to remind you that you are listening to Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, and he's striving hard to reach you every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. on this radio station to bring the message to you, to reach your souls, that you turn back towards the Almighty Creator, the Almighty God Allah. And you can call him any name you want to, or see him in any way, but see him as the unseen Creator, the only one, the only true Creator, the Almighty God, that we are all created from, and the creation that we live on is just the earth. See that and know that and strive hard to please the one and only Almighty God. And one day we will be brought together, those who strive to do good, and he will inform you of the wrong that we did, and who is right and who is wrong, and the way that they're living and serving his life, serving him on earth. And now I give back to you Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Something I want to say to you all people is this. It's plain, it's simple, it's not hard to understand. You know why this destruction is happening? And that particular young man that cut his mother's head off about 2 weeks ago, I remember 35 years ago, as his sister was saying, I've been out there in the streets like the prophets, the messengers of Allah or the Creator, trying to reach these people, trying to call them away from the evil and call them back to the good nature inside of us. Because one time I was following my own self, and I was an ill-natured fool running blindly, spiritually blind on my own death and destruction like most people are doing. You see, most people believe that they can see when they see things they see. If you believe you see them when you see things you see, you have a world like you got right now. Sight for the human being is not outside. Sight for the human being is insight, spiritual insight. Why? Because all the things that's created by the Creator is only created to test our faith in the belief in the unseen, in His unseen world. The real world is unseen and eternal. It's not seen. So the things you see, and most people worship, these things, if they were gods, why ain't they changing the world? I remember during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him. This man over in Mecca, they were worshiping in the house of Allah, of the Creator, that Prophet Abraham and Prophet Ishmael built as a symbol of the worship that all people have the same God, and we're to worship the same God, one God. Prophet Abraham is the one that Allah blessed to establish that for all people. Monotheism, that is the worship of one God, the concept of one God. And so anyway, going with the story, the history of this fact, one of the followers of Muhammad, when they were being persecuted for trying to establish one God in the world, and during that time it was like this time, this holy and sacred precinct called the Kaaba, where this, I'm looking at it now on the wall, where Muslims, more Muslims travel for pilgrimage in recognition of the wonders of God. People from all races, billions of them, more than any pilgrimage that Christian or Jews make. In this holy place, this man, Muhammad, was raised up about 1,430-some years ago as the revival of human life. The world was spiritually dead. You had a world of dead people. They didn't know right from wrong, and they was eating their own flesh. They was killing their little babies, putting them in the ground, burying them alive. Oh, man, they was doing all kinds of things like they're doing today, unthinkable things, horrible things, horrific. And but this point I'm making here is this. The Arabs at that time in Mecca, and I want all you people who think the Arabs enslaved black people to know you're ignorant. They did not. They did not. And not the Arabs. No, you don't say the Arabs because you try to put down the faith of Islam, your own faith, for you too, for your own good. You say that Muhammad enslaved black people. That's a lie, and the truth ain't in it. Muhammad is the one that freed the slaves that the Arabs had in slavery by teaching them the concept of monotheism, la ilaha illallah. There's only God, or only one God. The Arabs had just the regular Arabs in Mecca. They had placed in this holy house called the Kaaba 360 gods, idol gods. And one day, one of those idolaters was asking, telling one of the followers of Muhammad, if your God is real, why can't we see him? And then he had He was his mother and father also. That was their religion, idolatry. Excuse me. And he was talking to his mother and father, trying to introduce them to Islam. And they said, "Son, that's dangerous. You know, you'll get killed. The leaders of Mecca, they will kill you if they find out you're worshiping a god other than our gods in the Kaaba." So they picked up one of their idols. It was made of clay, and it fell out of his hand, and it broke up. And he said to them, he said, if your God was the real God, why did he break up? I mean, why couldn't he save himself? He couldn't even save himself, put himself back together. This is common sense, people. You can't compare God with his creation. Do you have a world like you got now? You can't compare your soul with your body. Your soul is your life. Your body is your death. How do I know that? Because your body is what lets evil in you to destroy your soul, your carnal desires, your flesh desires, desires the evil of this world. Like for light, your carnal desires, your flesh desires, like the carnal pleasures of this carnal world. And carnal means evil. This is an evil world. So when you look outside of you, you see evil, nothing but evil all around you. There's a saying people have, and it says, out of all thy knowledge, get some understanding now. And the Almighty God of Law say, people perish, destroy themselves. They destroy themselves because they have not the knowledge of their Creator. The knowledge of your Creator is the knowledge of what's good. It's the knowledge of what's right. It's the knowledge that will save the world. But as long as we follow formal knowledge, formal education, what does it teach you? If it was good, why ain't it helping to save America? Huh? America's supposed to be leading in education. America is one of the last countries now in terms of educating these people, to teaching them moral ethics. Huh? And even teaching them technology and skills. Because America is so greedy. She don't want to teach her people right, because if she taught her people right, they would be free. America wants to keep her people in bondage, mental bondage, spiritual bondage, so that she can be their gods. And they will depend on her and not depend on their own Creator inside of their own soul. America is a country that have killed people that have come to try to help the people to wake up to the reality of the Creator within them. People like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, many, many more. Marcus Garvey, the Honorable Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, Coretta Scott King, many, many more I can call more. These people suffered, gave their lives to wake not only up black people, but wake up America that she should treat all human beings equal. That this America is not the white man's country. It's a law. It's Almighty God's country, his world. What white man or woman created the world? Material world. You can't tell me, because no white man or woman created the world. So why are you going to worship them and look to them for answers to save yourself and to save the world? Hey, they can't even save themselves. They have to depend on the same Creator and God that everybody else depend on. Yes. So, you know, though we don't have any guests coming on, maybe, you know, you just want to listen, which is fine. We thank you for that. But it's not for our benefit. It's for your benefit. We are striving to Sister Isla, the co-host, and Imam Shahid Shabazz, myself, we're striving every day to obey our Creator. We're striving every day to follow his divine guidance in his final revelations. He revealed to save the world from destruction today. It's called the Holy Quran. That's the only book you can follow to save yourself and others from the destruction that's on the world. Almighty God, I stays in that book. And that's why I'm able to have the strength to resist the evil in myself and to resist the evils in this world. You have no strength on your own, people. You're weak. That's why you're destructive, destroying yourself. You're weak. And the longer it takes you to recognize that you can't make it on your own, that you have a creator that you depend on, he's not only your creator, he's your sustainer. And people, I want you to understand that the knowledge of man is not like the knowledge of the creator. The knowledge of man comes from the creator. But it's temporary, and if man don't have intentions to use that the knowledge of the creator for good, if that knowledge is no good for him, because the creator won't bless him to be able to understand how to use that knowledge, his knowledge of good. You can't use the knowledge of the creator for good and bad people. That's hypocrisy or hypocrisy. You ever use the knowledge of Almighty God, Allah, for good? Almighty God only accepts that which is good, and he rejects evil. And like the sister said, quoting from his final revelation, he said over and over again, he loves not those who reject faith in him. Because when we reject faith in our creator, then we surrender our whole life over to evil. There's only two ways for us to go in life. The good path that leads to Almighty God's goodness, and the wrong path that leads to Satan, the devil, and his evil hell that he's trying to call and bring and lead every human being he can into. And that hell and heaven is right now on earth, because the hell and heaven is not outside of us. It's inside of us, and it manifests on the outside to show whether we're in heaven or hell. And I want to say this before I conclude at this time. You cannot, if you truly believe in your creator, go to heaven if you don't die in heaven. If you die in a godless state, you'll be resurrected in a godless state and you will go to heaven. This is what the creator say. If you die doing evil and committing sins consciously against your own nature, because you ain't doing it against God. God, you can't hurt him in no kind of form or fashion. But if you die and doing sinning against your own soul, you will be resurrected sinning in that same sin against your own soul, and you are guaranteed to go to hell, a place created eternally for wrongdoers where they will suffer all kind of, you think you see horrible things now? You haven't seen any horror. If you are resurrected, and your judgment is the hellfire. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, thank you. Imam Shahid Shabazz, you're listening to the radio broadcast, The Reality of the Creator, hosted by Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's discussion is on hypocrisy turns people away from Almighty God. And as we can see, this is certainly a reality, as we have it from the head in our government on down to the body. And we can understand why such serious matters we are having today, wars and things all over, because of what man is doing, making himself a God, making himself a God over the creation, instead of choosing the Almighty God. That he knows there is only one creator, but he's a selfish man. And he wants everything to be for himself and have power for himself and to be seen and known. So he goes around destroying everything in order that he might prove that he tried to prove that he is some God when he is nothing more than a creation that we all are. I see that we did have someone on, but I guess they had to go. I let the people know they can stay for 10 or 15 minutes.
how long as they want to, but they don't have to stay during the whole talk. So we had someone else to come on, but I can see that they're not on any longer. And I see now that we do have a phone call on. I believe it's the sister that we usually have on, Sister Muslima. It's a 202-413-2512 number. We'll have her on to see if she might have a comment, a word or two to say. I don't think she's been on that long, about 4 minutes here. I guess it's long enough to know what the show is all about. Can you hear me? I'm trying to bring her on now. This computer here works. I'm still getting to know it. It wants to act up on me sometimes. Sometimes it'll let me on, sometimes it won't. So I'm not able to see, I don't seem to be able, it doesn't want to click over and let me have her to come on. I suppose she can hear me, she's supposed to be able to hear me, but unfortunately I won't be able to hear her until I click and bring her into the studio. And I still have a sign coming up here. Okay. Looks like I might be getting her into the studio now. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
All right, yes. Okay, sister, yeah, this problem is the new computer I have, and I have to work with it. Trying to get it to obey me and get to know it better. So I had a problem bringing you on this morning, but it's good to have you again this morning with us. Is there any comment that you would like to give so far? I can see you haven't been on that long. And you haven't been able to hear much of the discussion this morning, but you might have been able to hear enough to be able to give a comment. Our discussion today is on hypocrisy turns people away from Almighty God. So have you heard enough or listened enough to be able to comment on the discussion today? I can hear some noise in the background. I suppose you're not ready to comment on the discussion. So if you're not ready to comment, sister, we will go on. And I did have another call. I believe it was my daughter because I had asked her to come in, and she said that she would. But unfortunately, she did not come on this morning. So I will continue with Imam Shahid Tabbas and myself if we don't have anyone who would like to give a comment this morning. In the discussion today, we can see, and we are all complaining and asking what's going on. But as Imam Shahid Tabbas has said, and as the Quran, Holy Quran, and all our righteous books, even the Bible tells us, that we bring about our own evil. We bring about the wrong that is happening to us in this world by going astray and doing wrong and following evil and searching after evil instead of good. Everybody wants to be a part of the world, but the world is evil. People don't want to be so-called different. A lot of them say righteousness is dullness. You know, you can't do anything. I don't see why we have to dress a certain way. I don't see why we have to cover ourselves. Ain't nothing wrong with the way we're looking. So they choose to decide for themselves the way of life they want to live over the way the Creator has designed for them and given them to live. So therefore, they choose to be a god of themselves and over themselves. And as results, they reap the results of their choices in life. And they have wondering why so many, especially girls here in the Washington metropolitan area, so many are being missing a week. Sometimes in 1 week, we have 25 young ladies, girls, missing, young girls, missing here in the Washington, D.C. area here lately. That's just been told. And we have had thousands missing this year. And just a few of them are being found. The exposure, exposing themselves, it's tempting. And our Creator let us know that.
because he has made man to desire the woman, but in the right way, as a married way, to be her mate and reproduce and bring more good life on earth. Not for her to expose herself and show herself and tempt him so he can't even work. And he's so blind looking at her, he don't even know what he's thinking half the time or how to express himself. And then she wants to know what's wrong with it after he has chosen to take her and rape her, take her off and do evil things to her and her body. And she wants to say it's not right. Is she the one to judge right from wrong? Is she the one who created life and gave it nature? People, we have to understand that the evil in this world is happening because of our choice, our wanting to be the one to know it all and make decisions for ourselves. If your decisions are not in accord with the Creator and the way of life that He's given you and how He has planned for you to live it, then you have no decision. That's foolishness. It's evil, and it's going to bring evil. Without holding you any longer now, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We thank you for listening, our radio listening audience. And again, I want to bring to you now Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Yes, I am very concerned about the guests being able to come on because, as you reiterate over and over again, it's not a show for, you know, the co-host and the host, me. It's a show for all the other people listening to give their input because Almighty God, Allah, said He created us as nations, tribes, individuals, that we might get to know each other and not hate, despise, envy, be jealous of each other. No, but to know each other. And how can you get to know each other when you don't know Allah, your Creator, for yourself? You have to know your Creator is inside of you, and His goodness is inside of you, and your real life is not your flesh, but your soul. How can you teach other people about the spiritual way of life in Islam? When Almighty Allah said, you study my book, you learn my ways, my righteous ways, but yet you won't go out and enjoy it on other people. Now, how selfish can you be? That's the epitome of selfishness. When we can look at the world, look at all the evil in the world, and only desire to satisfy ourselves, not want for our brother what we want for ourselves. Almighty God, Allah, say you're not a true believer in Him. Don't matter what religion. Religion is just a facade. Almighty Allah ain't going to judge you by religion. Even Islam, He's going to judge you based on your intentions and your deeds. So you can't deceive Allah. I pray that this program will be next week. If we can't get people on, we need to hear from other people, all people. And we need to, one of the things we have to understand, if we want to change the world and people in religion, that is, we have to stop bickering among ourselves. You see so much bickering, so much jealousy in all religions. Christians, they're jealous against each other, one trying to outdo the other. We see so much sin in religion today. You see just as much sin in Islam as you do in Christianity today, trying to justify your evil. We find people in religion today calling themselves kings and queens. Hey, Allah is the king. And a king or a queen, that's an earthly title. The title that Almighty God Allah gave to the human being when He created us is Khalifa. You know what Khalifa means? It means ruler of the earth. How in the world, I thought I'd say something else. How in the world can you rule the earth and keep the earth in order and peace and justice and righteousness when you can't even keep yourself in peace and order and justice and righteousness with your own Creator inside of your own soul? You see. So, again, I say, I do want to hear from the guests. I don't know what the co-hosts have to do to bring them on consistently, but I pray to the Creator Allah that you will be able to, in the future, bring the host on, because what they say makes a difference too. He said he created us as nations and tribes that we might get to know each other. We can't get to know each other if we can't communicate with each other. So far, it's just been me and the host, co-host, communicating with you all. But I was excited to see if any host can come on. And, yes, we know the sister. And as I said, in our own faith, we must have unity. We must have respect for each other. And even if we don't think one another is right, Almighty Allah said, don't condemn each other. Just call your brother or sister back to the right. We should want for them what we want for ourselves. We ain't their judge. We have our evil ways just like they have theirs. But we cannot correct our evil ways until we focus ourselves on our own evil and stop looking and meddling with other people and their evil. Almighty God, Allah say, the best believer in him, or the only believer in him, is the one that understands that he's given us personal responsibility for our life and personal accountability for our life. And he says we're not a true believer in him until we gain mastery, like I was blessed in martial art to gain mastery over myself. He said you're not a true believer in him until you gain mastery, self-control. Learn to control yourself, your evil self, your evil ways. And you cannot do that except by submitting now your evil will or ways to the will or ways of Allah, your Creator, in his words, in his guidance, in his words, in the Holy Quran. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you once again. I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning and ask you, those of you who want to say anything or have anything to say, push the number one button. Now, I do see that the sister tried to bring her on earlier. Obviously, at the time, she might not have been ready to come. I don't know the reason why she did not come on, but we're not required to. It's not a requirement that you do come on, even though we'd love to hear from you. And it is your show. And whatever support and participation that we can get in bringing the message of the Creator to you and hearing your comments, we definitely welcome that. I do see the number up here twice. It's very unusual to have the same number twice. So I'm going to try it. Maybe there was some connection that we had the first time. Let me try it here the second time and see what happens. But I'm trying now to bring on this computer. It's not acting right. Again, here it goes. I got it this time. As-salamu alaykum. And this is Sister, I believe, Sister Muslima. We have your number up here twice. I wasn't able to bring you on the first time, so I'm trying again now to bring you on to our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if there's any comment that you would have to make, we would love to hear from you. Sister Muslima, can you hear us? As-salamu alaykum. Evidently, there must be a connection problem here, and it has to be on her end. Since you are hearing me and I'm hearing you, that means that we are working, that the studio and everything is working properly, or I wouldn't be able to hear you, and you wouldn't be able to hear me. So the connection has to be on her end. It's either that or she just simply does not wish to give a comment at this time. But her number is showing up here twice, and both times I've tried to reach her, and she is not coming on to join us and give a comment. So, Imam Shahid Shabbat, at this point, I think we have about 15 minutes left. So you want to continue in the discussion on tomorrow's
sure.
show, today's show. Thank you.
Yes, we will. inshallah, be it the will of Allah. We ask Allah to guide us. We ask Allah to remove from us any knowledge that we think we have, because we have no knowledge. He have all knowledge. We pray that what He's blessed us to share with the people today, it was from Allah and not from ourselves. And we know that the only salvation for the world, not only today, but in the past, was when the world, they went astray from remembering their Creator, they destroyed themselves with their own hands. And when they was called back by the prophets and messengers of Almighty Allah, the world, Allah changed the world and made the world back a good world, a just world, and a harmonious world for the people. And Allah don't change His ways. But if you read the Quran, you will see that nothing has changed. Almighty Allah says over and over in the Quran, from chapter Surah 1 to 114, He says over and over again that most people in the past, they rejected His messengers and prophets, and they destroyed themselves by rejecting what was their own good. They was calling them to the good of Almighty God. But most of the people in the world, like the world today, they don't want the good of Allah. They want the material things. They want the fleshly things, as the sister was saying, the co-host. They want to have marriage just for what? Carnal pleasures. You hear people talking about getting, and one sister told me that in our Muslim community, I think it was up in New York, say, yeah, it was in at Malcolm Shabazz Masjid in New York, say, the sister say, you better join the club. She was asking them about marriage, they're getting married, and they say, we ain't concerned about marriage. We having a good time. You better come on and join the club. Is that natural thinking? Is that what the Islamic law of Allah teaches us in the Quran, that we should be single? We should stay single? And that we, that's not natural. I heard a brother say yesterday that sometimes him and his wife, they don't come together. And he say he'd be having that need. And, you know, he say, hey, you know, if she don't fulfill that need, you know, of course it's in our nature. We are animals too. We have to fulfill that animal need too, but in the right way. If you go out and do it in the wrong way because, you know, you just are so hot, as they call it, or you so, your desire is built up that high, Prophet Muhammad said you should go and start fasting. Prophet Muhammad said fasting is a means of suppressing our sexual desires. Huh? You have to learn to fast, abstain from what you want, and you'll be blessed even more, because Almighty God Allah says sex is not going to help you grow spiritually. In fact, He say, don't let sex become your God. Huh? And He say before, if you're married, that is, He say, do some good, both of you, for your souls, before you even commit that kind of act of sex. And He say, when you submit to your carnal desires of sex, it leads you into all kinds of evil. And we see now in America especially all kinds of evil based on people following their low base carnal sexual desires. Oh, man, it's so disgusting. That young man cutting off his mother's head, he was following his base desires, his animal's desires. Even animals don't kill their babies. They nurture their babies. It's not the nature of a human being to kill the one that Almighty God Allah created to bring them into this world. Almighty God Allah says in the Holy Quran, as we conclude, bring this near to a conclusion, He said, reverence. Reverence means love and respect and honor your Creator, me, who created you, and reverence and love and honor and respect the wombs that bore you, your mothers. For He said, I ever watches over you. So when we forget our Creator again, we will fall to the lowest depths of moral degradation and do anything. Anything. I've done some crazy, ugly things that I wouldn't want anybody to know about when I was not taqwa, God conscious. But Allah's a forgiving God. He ain't going to forgive you if you keep on doing evil. He's not going to forgive you if you keep on saying you got faith and you're going to live a good life and a bad life. On one hand, you're going to be spiritual, and on the other hand, you're going to be carnal, all into your carnal desires, doing freaky, ungodly things, and then going work to your place of worship. And another thing I want to say to you people, worship ain't in no building, and worship ain't formal. Worship ain't on the outside when you make your prayers, you're going through motions physically. Worship is called thicker, remembering God, Almighty God, all the time that He sees you, even though you don't see Him, and He knows what's in your heart, even though you may think He don't know, He knows the secrets of your heart too. And He's recording it all for or against you on your record of deeds. Yeah, even in the courts here, they have what's called deeds. They have record of deeds of what crimes a person have committed and how long they have committed them. And every time you go, they look at your record to see how much time you're going to get incarcerated. Almighty God Allah does the same thing. They got their court system from His court system. Understand this. This is no joke. And the world of evil and you people who are doing evil, your world is about to come to an abrupt end, but you ain't going to know. Almighty God said He's going to do it like He did always. He's going to destroy you, all of you, at one time. He's destroying some of you now. But He said the day is coming fast. You're bringing it fast with the evil you're doing every day and loving the evil you're doing. He said He's going to bring it on you unaware. You ain't going to be aware. And He's going to say it's going to be like one loud atomic bomb. Boom! And you're going to be gone as if though you never existed on the planet Earth. This is real, people. This is no game. This is no joke. Life ain't no game. Life ain't no joke. Life ain't nothing to play with. And when you play, okay, well, we'll say a prayer. We'll say a prayer for the 2 minutes. We say, Allah, guide us, protect us from our own selves. Our worst enemy is not the Satan. It's not the government of the United States. It's not no other government. It's not a white person against a black, an Arab against a Jew. Our worst enemy is our own carnal desires working and trying to keep our immortal soul dead. Ameen. I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for coming on the show.
Wa alaikum assalam. We want to thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us once again for the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, the reality of the Creator. We want to invite you to join us again next Sunday at the same time by dialing 347-884-8511 on your phone. And also remember to invite others to join us also. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we want to again invite you to have a wonderful and beautiful day today.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so